The president of Planned Parenthood appeared before Congress yesterday to defend federal funding for the organization. As WSF's Delina Miller reports, Bay Area supporters were also sounding off yesterday, as were the critics.
Proponents of Planned Parenthood showed support for health services such as vaccinations and STD testing. Jenny Reckin waved signs at the Tampa Health Center. She says people benefit from their health care services.
Most of the people in my life have used Planned Parenthood at one time or another in their life, whether that was as a teenager just seeking, you know, birth control, or as an adult, again, who just needed basic cancer screenings and resources.
The group's national president, Cecile Richards, spoke to a House committee about federal funding after sting video surfaced of Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue donations. Planned Parenthood said it does not profit from tissue donation, and the videos are heavily edited. Some members of Congress want to cut off Planned Parenthood's funding and restrict research involving fetal tissue. John Stemberger is the president of the pro-life group Florida Family Policy Council. He supports defunding Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood amongst abortion providers are just particularly unethical. They're dangerous for women and their own health care, whether it's abortion or any other services. And so we don't think that public funding should go to Planned Parenthood.
The Florida Family Policy Council will be organizing protests at Florida Planned Parenthood clinics on October 10th. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.